When it comes to love and me, there I'm the kind of fella that you seldom ever see. When I go honky tonk and the heart goes on a spree, you're not a drop in my bucket when it comes to loving me, loving me, loving me. You're not a drop in my bucket when it comes to loving me. Gals, they're always on my mind. But just remember, babe, I'm not the one woman kind. You're not my one and only, my heart is fancy free. You're not a drop in my bucket when it comes to loving me, loving me, loving me. You're not a drop in my bucket when it comes to loving me. There's a hole in my bucket, don't seem to ever fill. I just can't seem to get enough, and I guess I never will. You never see me out, one there's always two or three. You're not a drop in my bucket when it comes to loving me, loving me, loving me. You're not a drop in my bucket when it comes to loving me.
Thank you.
I think back a whole lot about my son Merle and the time he was just little in the first November when they brought him to me right after he was born, and they dressed him, they brought him to me and put him on my lap, and Merle, his little feet was going just like he was riding a bicycle. He must have been starting traveling then. A little later along, he was about 2 and a half, maybe 3. Me and my oldest brother was fixing the stove with one late fall day, and we came in the house, and that morning Rosalie had got out the makings, was fixing some apple pie, and Merle, he come in with her watching, wide-eyed amazement like a little fella will, and she said, "Honey, I'm gonna bake you a pie." Well, when Arnold and I came in the house, she cut us off a nice wedge of apple pie and gave us some hot coffee, and Merle run and climbed up on his high chair, and she put the tray on, gave him a nice wedge of pie on that little plate that goes on there, you know. And he looked at her for a minute, and the tears come, of course, in their way down his cheeks. And she said, "Well, honey, I gave you a piece of pie." He said, "I wanted all of it." He thought that pie was supposed to be his. She says, "I'm going to bake you a pie." So he took it literally. We traveled hundreds of thousands of miles, millions, actually, if it was all put together. And he drove a big end of it. And Merle received one of the finest tributes from the Wilkes Community College, I think, that anybody could receive. They had that festival back April 30th and May 1st, and they put together a beautiful garden. There was 50 different artists there that picked me and old Jack. We tried to do our little part, and there's a whole bunch more folks coming to help us. They put in a beautiful Eddie Merle Watson garden for the senses up there in memory of Merle. Brother Bill Young's back there at a little table with a bunch of videos that were made of the highlights of that festival. And they, instead of $40 or $44, they're only $21. And they make nice Christmas presents. And the people who produced it, not knowing when it was being taped that there was going to be a tape from, did a pretty good job of editing and fixing and all this and that and the other. There's a beautiful shadow-like scene, like if when Mike Cross is doing a tribute to Merle. It's as if Merle's spirit carries the guitar through the garden to different places. I think you might enjoy it, really enjoy that scene. I'll quit, I'll ruin the film, the tape, and you won't have no surprises coming up. check into that. You might enjoy watching one. Somebody you know loves the music and the new world, I'm sure, would like one for a Christmas present. My daughter Nancy also has a bunch of the oldies that Merle and I did on the old records, and the new recording is back there. The Sugar Hill album called Arthel Doc Watson, and it says Portrait on there. And I guess maybe they thought all the different kinds of music I did. Painted a little musical portrait. It jumps the, runs the gamut and jumps a place or two, I guess. From my old-timey music all the way up to something modern. It was written by Janet Smith. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do a Jimmy Rogers tune that's on there. It's called Nobody Knows But Me.